at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Petey Mac.
Yo.
Sans Hot Dogs. Didn't hear the bit? I didn't ask you to bring us hot dogs. Nick Allen, bring us a hot dog.
Damn.
I'm joking. Don't bring us a hot dog.
They're in the car. Which, damn. You know, I jog in, yeah, so the car's parked like two miles away.
You jog
so
in, you're right.
I'll grab them.
Were Nick Allen later on, Greg Morton next couple days.
Were they fresh off the rollers?
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, yeah. They were from last night. I know you guys like that crust on them.
The old crusty roller, convenience store dog. Yeah, I'd take it. What's going on, Mr. Evans?
Well, let's see.
Happy holidays.
Apparently, note, crack fries in Lincoln, Nebraska.
And I'm pissed off they changed the name.
No, I think this place in Lincoln still calls
they
them
kept
crack
them
fries.
Good.
Yeah, they still call them.
Good. I remember when.
You know what my crack is?
You could spank somebody's ass in the hallways of your job and eat crack fries.
My crack is crack.
Yeah. You're old school like that.
Yeah,
I am. It's like crack to me.
Ass crack fries.
We were just talking about that.
Yeah, we were. Yeah. Off the air a little bit.
No, not really.
Well,
I think you put your headphones on.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you weren't listening.
I must have missed out on the ass crack.
The concept was similar, yeah.
A note to our Deadpool players.
I saw another one yesterday, too, Craig. You should. Oh, Ditka had a massive heart attack, by the way.
That's what they're
saying.
Hear
that story? Yeah.
Yeah. Not a mild heart attack, as was reported previously.
He says it kicked his ver.
Yeah.
His what?
His roar. I'd sometimes censor myself. I'd just get uncomfortable at the last minute. His butt. But he said the A word. Yeah.
Ass?
Anal.
That one. Yeah.
He said, no, anal. It kicked his anal.
A note for our Deadpool players. Bob Barker is 95 today.
Ooh, yeah. 95.
Yeah, Brandon wanted a copy of the Eat a Burger and Die's Deadpool XL spreadsheet.
I don't know. That's tough, man.
That's not available to him, is it?
We gave one to Josh Sneed to take with him.
It was sitting around the studio. And
you gave it to Josh Sneed.
Since Josh Sneed visited, it is now gone.
Well, and it's not ours to give.
It's not.
I have a copy, but I'm not selling it for the right price. I sell that thing. $40 I sell it for.
So another story that I've seen floating around the last few days that I thought was absolutely silly. But it keeps showing up, so I guess I'll bring it up.
Right.
Millennials are being blamed for tanking tuna sales.
Why won't they eat tuna? Because of the mercury?
No, they can't open the damn can, is what they're thinking.
Well, it comes in the little pouch, too.
No, but
just
the can,
buy that.
You buy a can opener. I have a can opener at the house, and I open a tuna with a can opener.
Well, here's the thing. You aren't in your 20s or early 30s.
I could then, too. This isn't an experience thing. You learn to open a can opener. At least in my house, when you were 15 or something like that, or 12 or something like that.
Or less,
right.
According to StarKist, most people in their 20s or early 30s don't own a damn can opener or even know how to use one.
I don't have an electric one anymore because they're a pain in the ass. So we just have one sitting in the house. You turn it, and it works pretty easy. For soup, and well, actually soup's come with it. But even some soups still have the can opener.
No, the Wolfgang Puck soup you got to open with a can opener.
Yeah, but some soups just has that thing. Whatever, can opener. Buy a freaking can opener.
Yeah.
Well, you eating the hoity-toity soup.
Damn right.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
My house, we just got that lowly Campbell's.
You can also get the use the can opener function on the Swiss Army knife. Can you?
No.
I can. I'm very good at that.
Well, yeah, if for the woods, yeah, but have an easier one in the house.
Oh, no, it's just as easy at the house. I have seen it, and I have used one of those things, and I guess I can, but holy cow.
It's all on the wrist.
Do you go out and...
Just like everything, it's all on the wrist.
Do you go out and smoke weed out of the dirt pipe when you're at home, too,
exactly.
Just because you can?
Yeah.
Yeah? He calls it
a dirt
pipe.
I've got better options at home.
Right.
I got time.
Come on, millennials. Don't get blamed for everything, millennials. Come on. You've got Don't get blamed for this. Get a freaking can opener.
I thought it was a stupid story from
is,
the beginning.
It is a stupid story.
But that's what Starkist is blaming their falling tuna sales
Puss on. Puss is technically a millennial, right?
Barely.
Barely.
Yeah.
You're an old millennial, right?
Yeah. But see, I bought tuna in the little packets for...
Yeah, they work too.
10, 15 years now?
They work too.
You just rip it open. There you go. Tuna. Very easy.
Tuna.
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 Boom. Huh. Most Boom, soup tuna. Has the pop top anymore.
Most too. Of them have the pop top too, but they just still.
Which is why those millennials don't have the damn can openers anymore. They just pop open the top and it's all good.
Yeah, there's some brand of black beans I buy, too, that requires a can opener.
There's a bunch of cans. I
think you may be smelling them today.
Yeah. No, Petey smelled it earlier. My puss smelled it.
Puss did.
Those were the black beans that required a can opener.
And then a couple of these stories as well, where it 'tis the season, apparently. There's two stories that happened within a couple of days of each other, if even that, over the weekend, where these people, it's not in the same place, one in Indianapolis and one in Michigan, where these people were walking their dogs. The dogs go out on the ice, fall into the ice. People go to rescue them.
Ball
the person
the
is
ice.
Dead. The dog is alive.
Well, it's better than the dog dying.
The person's dead.
Yeah.
Well, it's easier for the dog to crawl out of the ice because they don't weigh as much.
Now, they don't have a coat on.
Now, I don't usually walk my dog across a lake this time of year, but I know people do, or get near a lake, obviously. We'd all go for our dog because we're so stupid that way. We'd want to save
we
our
all
dog
would.
Because you want to save your damn drowning dog. I get it. But, man, if you drown in place, that's the worst.
This is where a leash comes in handy.
Yeah. You're right.
Just pull the dog back in.
Yep. And a lot of them don't. Let the dog run in front of them, especially around a lake.
Yeah. He stays close to me. Yeah. Nah, just put a leash on.
Yeah. Have you seen the video, speaking of animals?
Sometimes it snaps its neck, but at least it didn't drown.
Of the wild turkey chasing the kid down the street.
I saw that this morning.
Man, that turkey's going to peck the hell out of that kid if it gets him. And a car just pulls in front of the turkey to stop it. It's a great video. Share it. They've been reported some wild turkeys in neighborhoods would just got a little mean, get a little pissy. So it shows this turkey chasing a kid with a backpack who looks like maybe 6-7 years old down the street, and he's gaining on him. But it's coming towards the towards traffic, and a car pulls over after the kid and puts the bumper in front of the turkey, and the turkey says, "Ah, damn it. Almost got him.
Foiled again. Foiled again."
This was in Green Bay.
It was in Green Bay?
It was in Green
Bay. Well, I see wild turkeys everywhere. And, they're out further in my neighborhood.
Yeah, they're out in my neighborhood.
So, but
is that what they do when they attack? They peck you?
I don't know, but you don't want to get... The turkey was gaining on this kid. And you know what was going to happen then? Like, you didn't come here to hunt, did you? And the kid, is scared...
You would be.
First of all, the turkey's taller than the kid in the video.
Yeah, he looks like he's about seven.
So, I think that guy, the car guy, is brilliant. Saved that little bastard's life from being pecked to death by a turkey.
Apparently it was a woman, and she said her motherly instincts just kicked in.
No, it was cool. It was very cool. I liked the video. It was a feel-good video, and nobody died, unlike Craig's stories.
How do they fight? Do they use their little claws?
You're asking.
Don't they have spurs?
What turkey experts are in this room? Look around.
Puss?
Yeah, there aren't any.
You grew up in a farm.
Did you raise those on the farm?
Yeah. No farm, no turkey.
Did you just let the turkey catch you half the time? Oh, don't. Whenever you do, don't run from me.
Plus, I don't think the domesticated turkey has the spur.
Well, they're usually dead.
On their,
this wasn't domesticated, this one. Oh, Puss is domesticated turkeys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Puss was domesticating the turkey last night.
Calm down.
Apparently they do have spurs.
He was a turkey breaker.
Yeah, because I was always told it would be a bad idea.
Calm down. There you go. There you
to
go.
Let the dogs chase after turkeys, because the turkeys would gouge them.
Well, that's what I mean. Spurs. This is a wild turkey chasing his kid. Puss will put the picture on the social media.
Yeah, the video's up. Yeah.
Yeah. You're rooting for the kid, but the turkey's gaining on the kid.
Apparently, turkeys, when they fight each other, will smack each other with their wings, hit with the spurs, and have been known to lock necks.
Oh, but no pecking.
It doesn't
what,
say
well,
so.
Well, what no. do they do? What would they do to the kid? What would happen if a wild turkey caught that?
They'd probably tackle
kid
him and just start, and just start yeah. smacking him with the wings.
Yeah, that's what I would guess. Just bitch slap him with the wings a little bit.
He could claw him. He could claw him.
Spur him and
he'd spur him.
Jimmy, did you get bitch slapped by the turkey?
Yeah. Peck a kid's eyes yeah. out. You're right. Exactly. Brutal.
Sometimes I ask questions because I got a microphone in front of me and somebody might be listening who knows the answer.
No, but you're asking us there. I could tell. You're asking us, yeah.
I think he knows better than to ask
yeah.
us.
Yeah. Like, there's probably somebody listening now who's, you know, a turkey went after them. So what happened?
Well, puss had turkeys on the farm.
Smacked it with the wings.
Not. They were domesticated.
Did they fight the peacocks?
Did they? I've seen them fight before.
We didn't have either.
Like the Jets and the Sharks, yeah.
What about the llamas?
Yeah.
Those turkeys will put that little spur right in your jugular.
So when you got dropped off at the when you got dropped off at the mailbox by the bus on your farm, you had to run in. Did any turkeys chase you?
No.
Come on.
No.
Didn't happen once?
No.
All right.
Goats?
Weren't they excited to see you though?
We did have a long driveway that I had to get up from where the bus
exactly. Of course you because it's a farm. Yeah. Exactly. I'm picturing. Yeah.
Sure, little, there were goats hanging out between hither and yon.
A little would, push at his backpack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was the cutest thing.
That's the cutest, cutest
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Fortunately, we could see you going down the. Oh, he's a.
Well, that's what we get. We ran out the back.
Yeah. Were, right.
There was only
right.
one driveway, man. There was no. There was. It yeah. was a dead end.
We went through
yeah,
the woods.
Yeah, but we could see you. Thank goodness we had that lead time.
It was the same time every day. I mean,
I know, but sometimes we couldn't leave.
Was... We couldn't. We'd get caught up in the moment
of saying goodbye. We're bad friends.
Now you realize that. Really?
We're just bad friends. We really are. Just dicks to each
and,
other.
And here's the worst part. You're some of the best I've got. That might be on me.
An elaborate opioid distribution ring is out of business in Michigan.
Good. These guys are scum.
Well, yeah, it is good. Patients, however, were forced to undergo painful procedures to get their opioids, and indictment shows that the owner of a pain clinic and five other doctors in the Detroit area who work for him overprescribed addictive opioids, writing illegal prescriptions for more than 13 million doses. Patients then had to undergo painful services like, and I don't know what these things are, facet joint and facet block injections in order to get their prescriptions filled.
Oh, you had to earn your opioids.
You had to earn them. Yes.
Man.
Let me look that up. Hold on a second here. This is, oh, my son-in-law is on the line. Pat.
Oh.
Have you been chased down by a turkey?
Yeah. Oops, sorry. You cut out there. What'd you say?
Turkey. Have you been chased down by a turkey?
I have not been personally chased down by a turkey, but actually, Shay and I were watching that news story this morning.
Okay.
And we were rooting for that little boy to get the heck out of there because turkeys have about 1.5 to 2-inch spur on the back of their legs.
Yeah.
And they'll basically stab each other, because if that turkey would have got a hold of that little boy, that wouldn't have been very pretty.
I didn't think so. And I know Todd mentioned you're an outdoor guy, so you know more about this than we do, obviously. So, yeah, that kid would have been in danger, right? Huge danger, right?
Yeah, I mean, he probably would have got pretty messed up.
You know what? If you see the car, you've watched the video. I have, too. It's on our social media now. I think the car should have kept just careened into it. It just kind of it just pulls in and stops, and the turkey just stops. You know, I'm taking advantage of this time where I'm just going to splatter that turkey right there.
I know,
right there.
I was kind of baffled that the mom was just videotaping it and not doing anything.
That's but, true. Yeah. Who is videotaping the turkey chasing the kid?
Last
I
minute.
Don't know.
That's probably
but, yeah,
mom.
It could have been a bad deal.
All right, man. Thanks.
Oh, this
a lot,
will
man.
This will look great on Facebook.
Thanks, Beth. Appreciate it. You're right.
Matt.
It's actually not the mom because the kid's walking on the other side of the street. But you're right. Somebody's on a phone across the street. That could easily yeah. catch that damn guy in the turkey.
Listen to Tyler and his violent streak.
Oh, believe me. If I knew what he knew, the turkey could kill that kid, or maim
at least
him.
Injure him.
I'm taking out that. I'm taking, maybe not in my car, in my wife's car, maybe.
Well, that's the missed aspect. That's the missed aspect of so many of these videos we see.
Right.
Put down the damn phone and help.
Help the kid running from the frickin' turkey.
You know? The dog who can't get out of the pool. And put down the phone and pull the dog out of the pool.
And that joke has started since the actual video camera of the L.A. Riot dude.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
They always did
Rodney
that,
King.
That became a joke. You ever see a bunch of cops beating the hell out of me, put the camera down and help?
And help.
Yeah, I think it even predates that. It goes back to cameramen filming starving kids in Africa.
Well, I've always hated that.
Yeah, how about give them a sandwich?
Give them a sandwich,
yeah,
right?
But nowadays it's everybody. Yeah.
Everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Put down the phone.
When your first instinct is to record instead of help,
yeah.
You're a bad person.
And just help me from the turkey.
Is my chair squeaking anymore?
Nope.
Because I freaking hate this chair.
Yep.
But if it doesn't squeak...
Well, it's the same chair, isn't it?
No, I switched.
I mean, they're the same chairs.
Yeah, they're basically
the same chairs.
Man. Yeah, they're all. Yeah,
you can adjust
though.
It if you want.
This one is adjusted wrong.
Okay.
Well, it's adjusted to not squeak.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's not a rib for my pleasure.
Want to see that kid rubbing that turkey? It's on the social media.
British journalist Piers Morgan says he'd like to be President Trump's new chief of staff.
Oh,
he wrote an open letter in the Daily Mail noting that he might not be the most obvious choice, but
he's
got
man.
The toughness that
obvious.
Trump respects. He also writes that it would be tough to follow General John Kelly, highly respected war hero, but Trump needs someone he likes and respects. He says, Piers Morgan says he's a big Trump fan and says he will be able to look the president in the eye and tell him when he is being an idiot, like when he's separating families at the border. And idiot is words of Piers Morgan.
But Piers, I don't think he wants.
Piers Morgan's got his head up Trump's ass. So
yeah, well, that's what he wants.
He'd be perfect, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He just wants tongue punched. Yeah. He doesn't want you to look him in the eye or anything. Right. Just use that tongue and punch away.
Yeah.
That's how we'll adjust you.
Newly elected councilwoman in Southern California is in trouble with the law and charged with theft before being sworn into office. Buena Park councilwoman Young Sung Sunny Park was charged with allegedly stealing political signs that were critical of her candidacy.
Oh, it's a shameless episode.
Officials
say Frank Gallagher. He was paid to just steal political signs. Just take them off yards and get paid $20 a sign.
There you go. Yeah. Officials say the 48-year-old had signs stacked in her car. She's facing a misdemeanor petty theft count. She was sworn into her new office yesterday during the council meeting. She did win, and now she's scheduled to be arraigned.
Oh.
And faces 6 months in jail if she is convicted.
She should probably step down.
What happened?
We'll see. A horrible story here out of Salt Lake City. Police say that 45-year-old Jason D. Maughan got into an argument with his roommate. He allegedly believed that the roommate had assaulted a woman. Officers were not able to verify that story, but the guy thought that the roommate had assaulted the woman. During the argument, the 45-year-old Jason D. Maughan, who thought that the roommate had assaulted a woman, allegedly held a shotgun to the other man's head and made him sit in a chair.
First of all, you know what sucks? Being 45 and having a roommate. Now, I know it happens everywhere in the country because, you know, jobs and tough things, times are tough, and you might need a roommate because depending where you live. But that would suck right there.
So he held a shotgun to the other guy's head, made him
bad
sit in the chair.
Right there with a shotgun.
The victim was then handcuffed to the chair.
Oh, man.
And told that he, quote, could either be taken to the desert and killed, or Mr. Maughan would drive a nail into the man's genitalia.
Well, okay. What's the third choice?
Give me the desert.
What's the third choice?
I don't think this is working out.
How about my hand? How about I'll pay your rent next month? You got to get out of this somehow.
The man chose to have the nail.
How about no? I'm choosing the third one.
There's not one.
No, nail directly into your junk.
Yeah, or your
now laid out.
You're dead in the desert.
I don't want to get killed, but I don't want a nail in my junk.
See, that's what I'm saying. I might take the desert.
Well, see,
because on the way out to the desert, maybe you can get away.
You only have two options. You don't understand. It's
right.
Nailed to the nuts or dead in the desert. What's it going to be?
And not to the nuts, by the way.
Okay, here's my choice at this point. I think you, once again, you say, let's go to the desert. On the way out, try to get loose. Then once you get there, say, no, I changed my mind, put a nail on my nuts. Is it nuts or junk?
That stuck to the tape. Yeah.
Is it penis or nuts?
It is not nuts.
Oh, it's penis.
From what I understand.
That's brutal.
The man chose to have the nail. The 2x4.
Did that stick to the tape?
That's a nice exchange.
A little exchange.
I want to hear that.
Wait a second.
I want to hear the show.
How's the 2x4 coming to play?
Yeah. A 2x4 was placed under the victim.
Oh, yeah. You know, hard surface for pounding a nail into.
Yeah, otherwise it's not going to stick.
No.
And a tool resembling an ice pick was driven through him and into the wood.
That's not a nail. I agreed on a nail and maybe a... And I want like a small, thin roofing nail.
No, like a finish nail.
The finish nail. That's what I meant. Sorry.
A little finish nail.
A finish nail.
It doesn't sound like you have a lot of leverage in this situation.
Well, first of all, you picked a bad roommate.
Right. You really can't negotiate. Yes. And you should have probably moved in with mom and dad.
At that point.
Yeah, there's very few times we would advocate moving back with mom and dad, but this is one.
Right. Yeah. A tool resembling an ice pick was driven through him and into the wood with a, quote, rusty hammer.
Oh. He's going to need a tetanus shot.
Yeah, he is.
Mr. Mon stated that if the man fought, he would shoot him. Mon then uncuffed the man and told him to leave after allowing him to get a bandage. The man went to the hospital the next day.
What? That's an immediate thing. That's a right now thing.
Rusty Hammer was the second baseman for the 75 Orioles.
He was good.
If I recall.
Oh, Rusty Hammer.
Yeah, he played alongside Boog.
You know what? I'll give the guy
Boog Powell, Rusty Hammer, Mark Belanger, and Brooks Robinson.
That was your infield. I'll give the guy credit because usually when you see movies like that, they'll torture guys and then they still just kill them. They offer them and they lie and they kill them anyway. In this situation, the guy was a man of his word. Either dead in the desert or a nail in your nuts or your balls or your penis, whatever. All stuck. And then you can go.
Yeah.
In movies, they always say that, and the guy always chooses the torture, and then they just blow. They just take
but
a gun to his
head. You said you're going
to
let me live.
And they just shoot him in the head. Somebody says, yeah, well, I'm not going to shoot you. This guy's going to shoot you.
Yeah, I mean,
that happens all the time.
Yeah.
If somebody's threatening to torture you, I would not put trust in, like, that they're going to let you
go, right. Yeah. You're right.
So that's right. Nice.
So just let them
go.
He read the guy right.
Did he find a new roommate?
No word on that.
Next day he went back and got his stuff.
Yeah, but Petey's right. Guys who are inclined to torture you usually aren't men of their word.
No, exactly. So maybe you choose the desert and hopefully you can pull a fast one on the way out in the desert.
Yeah,
you think you're dead either way, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of assume.
Yeah. But the guy was a man of his word, you know. You got to give that guy credit.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.